Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With the fourth pick in the NFL draft, the Atlanta Falcons select.
Hopefully we'll get an answer now or something close to an answer.
Well, he'll know something. This guy, he's in the know there, man.
We're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors. One of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. He's prepping for that midday show today. Randy McMichael going to join us. He does the midday show on 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. Randy, thank you for coming on the show. All right, just you can end the interview quick. Who are you taking it for? Who are the Falcons taking it for? That's all we need to know.
Oh, well, first of all, man, it's so good to hear y'all voice, to be on the show, man. Y'all know y'all two of my favorites. I'm going to go Kyle Pitts. Man, that's the thing about it. I think Kyle Pitts is the best player in this draft, and I think that the Falcons, if they stand for, which I don't think they will, but if they stand for, I think they'll take the tight end out of Florida.
Wow, you know what? You just are such a downer.
All right, let's start the interview. We're going to start the interview over. Let's bring on Randy McMichael.
You need a damn quarterback, Randy. Stop it. Hey, Randy, on a serious note. Go ahead, Randy.
No, I was saying, okay. They need a quarterback, yes. But people act like Matt Ryan's 40. He's 35 years old, still playing at a high level. I think that if they could find a way to protect him and run the football, I think he can still got two or three good years in him. They need a quarterback, but do they need a quarterback at four? I mean, there's other rounds with other quarterbacks. And, oh, something that you have to remind Falcon fans all the time here, there's other drafts, too. You know, I mean, this isn't, I mean, just because of, you know, we know that quarterbacks are overvalued, they're over whatever, whatever. But, I mean, there's other guys coming up in the pipeline that the Falcons can go get to be the successor to Matt Ryan.
I want to ask you, how does your fan base feel about Matt Ryan? I mean, he's coming, like you said, he's coming off, he's good. Like, nobody can say he's not good or I think he's better than average. 26-11 picks last year and threw for a little more than 4,500 yards. How's the fan base feel about him?
It's so funny because it's like a mixed bag, you know, and I didn't realize that until I retired and we moved back here to Atlanta. It was like, I don't like Matt Ryan. I really didn't understand why, and you know, no, he's not dynamic, he's not flashy, he's just a buttoned-up corporate guy that goes out there and plays hard. But, I mean, I think the fan base is split, and now you're at a point where you're at four, and you got a local kid that might be there in Justin Fields that was at Georgia, and we all know what happened with that. He left with Ohio State. But that's a question we posed to our listeners yesterday. If Justin Fields is there at four, and they take Trey Lance instead of him, how would that make the Falcon fans feel? And the overriding majority would be upset about it because the fact is that he's a local kid. I'm talking about Justin Fields.
Yeah.
I think he's the best quarterback. I think he's the best after Trevor Lawrence. There's no way. Until it happens, I don't believe San Francisco traded up to get Mac Jones. I think they did to get Justin Fields, but I could be wrong. But I think it's just the fact that he's such a good quarterback, but he's not flashy or nothing. He just goes about his business every year.
What do you do about your defense, though? The defense got some problems, too. How do you take care of that when you got a chance to maybe trade with somebody and pick up some extra picks?
That's what I think, you know, because the thing about it is that the best player on their defense is Grady Jarrett. Grady, I mean, he's an inside player, great player. Didn't get no production. I wouldn't say much. No production out of the big free agent signing of Dante Fowler that he had to take a reduced salary this year. And hopefully, you know, he's banged up all year. He can come out and do some things. But if they can move back, they can put themselves in a position to get Patrick Surtain or Fairley or even Micah Parsons or somebody like that. But they need pass rush, Joe, like nobody's business. I'm talking about pass rush, pass rush, pass rush. And they need safeties because they lost both of their starting safeties from last year.
Yeah, it's funny because normally at the 3, 4, 5, 6, one of those picks, you get one of those really good pass rushers each year, or every year you're looking for that guy. And this year, it just doesn't seem to be here. Dolphins in that boat also looking for a pass rusher, and there's not that guy this year. There's no Chase Young, you know, coming out early in the draft. And it stinks for those teams. But you do think that Atlanta will trade out, because, I mean, someone's going to want a quarterback, and Atlanta does right now. The draft starts in Atlanta at this point. If you really look at it, it looks like the first three picks are going to be quarterbacks. If Atlanta doesn't take that quarterback, like you said, it's a good thing to trade out of there and try maybe go to 8, maybe go to 12, whatever it is, and get that defensive player. Do you think, is that in your mind what you think the Falcons are going to do at this point?
I do, because when you look at where the Falcons could be at, they need picks. And they need defensive help. Like we talked about, they need a pass rusher, they need another linebacker, and they need two safeties. They need at least three safeties, because right now they don't have a starting safety on their roster. You know, they got one good corner, the young boy they drafted last year, A.J. Terrell out of Clemson. Right. They needed somebody to pair with him. And, you know, when you look at running back, they don't have that. They don't have a – I mean, I know they went outside Mike Davis from Carolina, but he's not – he's a serviceable guy. They need a guy. And I know that Najee Harris is a big name here. Also, Travis Etienne, the running backs out of North Carolina, they got to get one of those guys in this draft, whether it's second, third round. But Atlanta needs as much help on defense as they could possibly have. And like you said, it's a different draft when you look at no projected top 10 pass rushes, which is a rarity, you know. And now they can trade back out. They can look at the two young boys from Miami and maybe pencil them in. DNP's coming in, changing around the defense. Don't know what's going to be, a 3-4, 4-3 hybrid, whatever. So you got to find some pass rushes if you're Atlanta. But, I mean, if they can't get out of four, I just can't see how you can pass up Kyle Pitts.
Randy, I'm going to ask you another one that we talked about the last couple of days. Would the Falcons trade down with the Patriots at 15 after they've been taunting your fan base up there with that 28-3 thing? Or they're going, no, hell no, no matter what. Belichick, you and Brady, kiss my ass. We're not – is it? Would they do it, or you think they stay away from it no matter how good the offer is?
I think you got to go, because if you're looking at the Patriots going from 15 to 4, you're going to get a nice haul. I mean, you look at what the Dolphins just got in front of them. They got 3-1. If you're coming from 15 to 4, you got to give up at least that. And so I know that it would be some bitter feelings, but it was always a thing where it was, well, Carolina wants a quarterback, with Atlanta trade with Carolina. There's no way in hell Atlanta's trading with Carolina to give them their quarterback for the next decade that they have to face. But I don't see why they wouldn't trade with the Patriots, man. I just don't know if Bill would do that. That's just, I mean, everything, and we could say it's not Bill Belichick, but hell, did you see all the money he spent on free agents? Wouldn't they ever do that?
Yeah, yeah.
So, right. I mean, anything's a possibility right now, because he just saw Tom Brady win another damn Super Bowl without him. And so Bill is trying to get this thing right and right that ship. But, I mean, if there's an offer out there, why wouldn't the Falcons look at it? And you can go back to 5, and you can get your pass rusher right there.
Yeah. Mac, 15, piggybacking on that, is there still a hangover? I mean, with that Super Bowl loss, because it's so weird. I still see, like, Tom Brady's on a different team now. And on March 28th, he tweeted something out like, happy 328 day, you know, backwards.
Yeah.
Like, they're still talking about it. Are people in Atlanta that, still hung over from that?
28-3 go, man.
Right. I don't understand it.
I mean, it's the city, man. It is. I'm talking about all the sports teams, man. You go back to the Braves, we're up 3-1 on the Dodgers. They come back win. We got no pitching. You look at the damn Bulldogs and the national championship game. I mean, all right, soccer team. I mean, it's always something with Atlanta sports, man. It really is, man. I love this city. I love these sports teams, but it's always something. I had a chance to get Luka Doncic traded. I mean, everything.
Yeah. That hurt right there. Oh, that hurt me. Damn.
That right there. I mean, but that Super Bowl, it's one of those things where it's just Atlanta. You remember the All-Star kick against Dallas? That would only happen to Atlanta. You know, certain things just only seem like it happened to our sports teams here. And this fan base, they're so passionate. They love their team so much. But that 28-3 will never go away. And it's even worse, because anytime we get on our high hope here, the New Orleans Saints, just throw that in their face. Because the New Orleans Saints, and everybody knows the Saints and the Falcons rivalry between the fans, they got the trump card. They got the Super Bowl. You know, no matter what you want to say, they got a Super Bowl. So, but that's never going to go away.
Hey, I want to ask you another one. It's kind of cool. How cool is it Patrick Surtain's son is going to be one of the top guys, and some people have him tied to the Falcons? That's kind of cool, right, to have that after you've been around Pat for so long.
I mean, it's so funny, because when I look at him, I remember him running around the damn pool with my son. You know, and I remember a little fat kid in the locker room.
Oh, man.
Putting his dad's helmet on, running around. I remember we used to go over to their house for cookouts and him running around and everything. And now I look at him, I'm just like, look at this young. I mean, between him and Vernon Carey's son, I just remember these kids running around the backyard and we're having a good time and them in the locker room. And now they're professional athletes. And little Pat, I mean, you want to talk about a young man. First of all, he's a great young man. I mean, Pat and this thing, they did a great job of raising that boy. He is such a respectful young man and a hell of a cornerback. And if Dallas is there, if he's there at 10, Dallas better take him. But I would not be upset if the Falcons took him at 4. But if you took a cornerback that high, you better be Jalen Ramsey. You know, he better be that elite if you're taking him at 4.
Yeah.
Better be like his dad if you take him at 4 at that point, right?
By the way,
exactly.
Yeah, if son plays like father, he's going to have a hell of a career. There's no question. Randy, always great talking to you, man. Thank you so much. We'll see.
Thanks, guys, Mike.
It's going to be fun. The Falcons can do so many different things. It's going to be fun to watch, man.
All right, my guys. Y'all take it easy, and I appreciate you, man.
All right, Randy.
All right, take care. Randy McMichael, former Miami Dolphin, midday host on 92.9 The Game in Atlanta. We got to get Randy to get on the Kyle Pitts slander tour so he could slander Kyle Pitts for the next couple of weeks here.
Whoa.
If they take him at 4, that's going to break a lot of people's hearts.
They got holes all over that team.
I know. You're right. They need to trade out.
That roster looks like Swiss cheese, man. They got a lot of holes they got to fix on that bad boy.
How about Randy saying they got to draft? They need to pick up 3 safeties, not just one or a backup. They have no safeties right now on that team. That's a wild one, right?
I don't know about
that. That's a lot at one position.
Priority pick safety. I don't.
Right.
I don't get that. But anyway, hey, listen, I'll tell you what I do get. I get Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. I just want to tell everybody out there, interest rates are going up, but there's still time to lock in a low fixed rate in the twos. That's if you call my friend Michael Cacci at Choice Mortgage. Are you tired of big banks not getting back to you, taking forever to get approved? Take advantage of these low rates before they go up. Michael Cacci's been making loans happen for South Floridians for more than 25 years. No nonsense, and he does it all, man. Reverse mortgages, debt consolidation, VA loans. Call Michael Cacci today. Have a conversation with him. Any question you might have about rates, how much you can save, even if you've been renting and you're ready to buy. I'm like Michael Cacci says, Joe, we got to stop telling people, why are you paying every month $1,500 to $2,500 or even more to some landlord? Go get your dream home right now. Lock in these great rates. You can save so much. It's a great time, and you can keep your payment down, man. Get pre-approved in minutes for free when you call Michael Cacci. I want to give you his phone so you can call or text him, his cell phone, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730 or visit choicemortgage.com. You can learn all about him. Go to choicemortgage.com, MLS 166-254, rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. They are an equal housing lender.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.